this is a story. I wasn't actually living out here at the time, but a person was that I was going to help, apparently. Anyhow, he'd just broken up with his wife and he needed to be help to be moved out of his house. He still lives here, he just lives down the road. He's moved back to the area. Anyhow, I think it was about 25 loads. I had a flat deck truck. I took that many just to move the stuff out from under his house, and that was all right. He had this Morris Minor, and he wanted to get it towed to another part of the area, which is Albany Hill. So I came out here, we hooked it up, and I said, have you ever had a car, you know, been in a car that's been towed? And he goes, no, can't be too bad. Anyhow, so we get going down the road, and I thought, I'm going to go very slow. I told him, you know, I'm going to put my hand up, I want you to put your foot on the brake. We're getting along, we get all the way out to the top of Hobson Road, which is the top of the avenue there, and you're looking down towards the Albany Hotel way at the bottom. And everything went well. And then we dropped over the hill. I could see him catching up. I said, I stick my arm open, and he sort of stands, put his brake on again, but he kept getting close. And we went down to the flat part past the saddlery and all the next part, and then getting down towards the shops. We got down to there. We got to the last one, and I said, are you okay? Out the window, you all right? And he goes, yeah, okay. And we go. So the hotel's at the bottom. And we go over the top, and I see him suddenly catching me up from behind. Hand out, nothing, so I speed up. And he just kept coming and coming, so I thought, I have to start slowing up. And next thing you know, he passed me on the right. Here's the guy I'm towing passing. And all I could see was, he had ginger hair and glasses, and all I could see was his face. Look at these eyes, the size of his glasses. And he just flew past, and of course the rope went tight, and it ripped underneath my tyre, and I had to hit the brake, and I was almost sliding sideways, slowing him up from behind, going down the hill.
Yeah.
And he gets out, and I could see it, and we stopped down at the bottom, and I got out, and I said, what the heck were you doing that? He goes, no brakes. And he was just sweating. So it was actually a bit of fun. I thought that when I stuck my hand out at the top, he must have still got a little bit of a touch of them. But over that brow, they'd gone. And he was gone. But, yeah, it was amazing. Must have been done about 75, 80 down there behind him. It just took off.